This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Daniel White. Here are the top stories you need to know about right now. According to the Associated Press, two additional deputies have been fired as a result of an internal affairs investigation into the agency's response to the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people. At a brief news conference, Sheriff Gregory Toney said deputies Edward Eason and Josh Stambaugh were fired Tuesday for their inaction following the February 14th shooting. A state investigative commission found that Stambaugh was working an off-duty shift at a nearby school when he responded to reports of shots fired at the school. He got out of his truck, put on his bulletproof vest, and took cover for about 5 minutes after hearing the shots, according to body cam footage. He then drove to a nearby highway instead of going toward the school. Eason ran the other way as gunfire continued, then spent time putting on his bulletproof vest and body camera while the carnage continued. Eason was also faulted for not writing an official report after receiving a tip in February 2016 that the shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz was making threats on social media to shoot up a school. Tips to the FBI about Cruz also were not followed up, a separate investigation has found. According to the Daily Beast, a Salvadoran man and his nearly two-year-old daughter were found face down and clinging to each other in shallow water in the Rio Grande on Monday after drowning while trying to reach the U.S. Mexican newspaper La Jornada published a photograph of the man and his 23-month-old child, her head tucked under his shirt and arm around his neck as if she were desperately clutching to him in her final moments. The man and the child, identified as Oscar Ramirez and Valeria, reportedly tried to make it across the river after being unable to apply for asylum through U.S. authorities. Their deaths come after a number of migrants have been found dead in recent weeks while attempting to enter the U.S., including two babies and a toddler, among others. According to the Daily Beast, five alleged New York gang members accused of murdering Lisandro Guzman Feliz have been found guilty on a Friday, nearly a year after he was brutally butchered with a machete outside a bodega. The five men were convicted of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, conspiracy, and gang assault. They are the first of a dozen men arrested in connection with the 15-year-old's murder, caught on a now-viral video. Prosecutors allege the group mistook Guzman Feliz for a member of the rival faction of the Trinitarios gang. According to Christian Headlines, rapper and songwriter Snoop Dogg won a BET Award Sunday for Best Gospel Song, joining a list of past winners that includes well-known gospel artists Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, and Yolanda Adams. The win surprised many viewers who apparently did not know Snoop, a leading gangster rapper in the 1990s, had released a gospel album. The rapper, whose real name is Calvin Brodus Jr., won the Bobby Jones Best Gospel Inspirational Award for his song Blessing Me Again, edging nominees Erica and Warren Campbell, Fred Hammond, Tori Kelly, and Kirk Franklin. The song was part of a 2018 gospel album, Bible of Love. According to the Associated Press, riding a wave of widespread Italian enthusiasm to be an Olympic host, Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo won the vote on Monday to stage the 2026 Winter Games. International Olympic Committee members voted 47-34 for the long-favored Milan-Cortina bid over Stockholm Are from Sweden that also included a bobsled track in Latvia. Italy will get a third Winter Games after Turin hosted in 2006 and ski resort Cortina staged in 1956. Sweden never hosted the Winter Games and was sent to an eighth loss in bidding in the past 41 years. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.